I wasn't too excited, was it? I flew right up here before. Now it's time to speak. Good evening, and thank you to all of you for this great honor. Better put these specs down. I want to congratulate tonight's other inductees, Grant Fuhr, Pat LaFontaine, and Brian Kilray. Congratulations on this wonderful honor. You know, I hung 3 days with these guys, and I really feel enriched. It was really special. This is really something special for a blue-collar worker raised by blue-collar parents in a blue-collar town. I want you to know you've made a young boy from the west side of Detroit one of the happiest guys in the world. And to the National Hockey League, thank you for approving my ownership of the Detroit Red Wings. You know, I'll never forget my first trip, the business meeting in New York with the NHL in 1982. Walking into a room full of businessmen with pizza sauce on my shirt, some flour in my hair, and a bank statement in my hand. Several weeks later, I was the owner of the Detroit Red Wings. I knew it was a sauce on a shirt that did it. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Hockey Hall of Fame, especially Chairman William Hay, for his kind introduction this evening. I'll never forget the call from Jim Gregory and the selection committee that I had made it in. Finally, with tears in my eyes, I said, "I'm humbled." The voice on the other phone, shouted out, "He says he's humbled." Thank you again for this honor. I can't forget my old friend Marty Pavlich, who's a great buddy of Ted Lindsay. Been friends for over 30 years. Took me skiing out to Massman, broke me in, and kind of took care of me for quite a few years. But Marty, you played a huge part in this honor, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And now for our Red Wings family. I begin with Jimmy Devolano, a good friend, a hockey whiz. He's an excellent judge of talent and savvy in making trades. He has helped us sign some of the best free agents available. Thank you, Jimmy. And when I mention Jimmy D, I must mention General Manager Kenny Holland. He's one of the brightest young executives in the league today, spending 21 seasons with the Detroit Red Wings. He's a tireless worker who will do anything it takes to win. I love Kenny's makeup. Never too high, never too low. Thank you, Kenny. And of course, Kenny Holland's right-hand man, Assistant General Manager Jim Mill. He's been with the Red Wings for 10 years and played 2.5 years for the Wings. He's traveled all over this world for us and for our team. Jim, thank you very much. It's easy to talk about the next person who's a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, Scotty Bowman. He's the greatest coach in all of professional sports and spent 9 seasons with the Detroit Red Wings. You know, I kind of heard a rumor, you know, he wasn't too crazy about owners. So I had to sit down with him and talk to him, you know. So I said, "Scotty, you know, I got to let you know my role now with the Detroit Red Wings. You know, it's me, the Detroit Red Wings, and you here, and I want to try to get together with you. But I just want to let you know, I'm the custodian of the Detroit Red Wings." So I got away from that owner a bit. But Scotty and I got along famously, and He was a very interesting personality, but deep down, after meeting his wife, Suella, I know he's got a heart, a real warm heart, and he's really a great person when you get to know him, but it took me a while to get to know him. I want to thank all the other dedicated and talented coaches who led the Wings over the years, especially Jock DeMare. Jock taught us how to win. I'd see him in the corridors of the Joe Louis Arena, say, "Mr. Ehrlich, 2 points tonight, 2 points tonight." And I'll be darned, you know, it must have happened 10 or 15 times over the 4 years that he was with us. We won every single game. He gave me that high sign. So I thought that was cool. And on to my players. The biggest enjoyment I get out of hockey is my association with my players. I find them to be first-class individuals on and off the ice, never too busy to get involved to help our community. I just love the players. I especially want to thank Steve Yzerman, our first draft pick, who is like an eighth child to Marion and me. His playing record speaks for itself, and his leadership skills are legendary. Thank you, Stevie. I also want to recognize the players in our Little Caesar amateur program. Do you know that 27 of our players have played at the big league level? We started this program more than 30 years ago. It's grown into a league with more than 900 teams and nearly 15,000 children playing every year. I can't tell you how proud we are to have built this wonderful youth hockey program. And finally, my family, my seven children and their spouses. Denise, Jim, Ron, Mike Jr., Lisa, Glenn, Atanas, Patty, Chris, Kelly, Carol, and David, and my 17 and soon-to-be 18 grandchildren. Have we heard anything about that kid? No. To all of you, thank you so much for your support and love through the years. I'll always remember the calls you made selling season tickets when we first brought the team. I could not have done it without you. And saving the best for last, my wife and Red Wings co-owner, Marion. She is a savvy, smart, and a wonderful partner in life. And she's not shy. She doesn't hesitate to pick up the phone and call Gary Bettman, if you know what I mean. Thank you again for this wonderful honor. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever believe I would be here today. God bless all of you. Thank you.